Chapter 3. Fuck! Bailey's breath was a hot gasp as he clutched the rails inside the elevator, his head tilted back as Valerie sucked ever so gently on the side of his neck. His moans grew louder as Valerie aggressively rubbed his cock through the front of his pants, his stiff little cock feeling incredible, even though the soft fabric was buffering the contact of her skilled fingers. She was wearing a rather tight royal blue dress that matched her hair. It clung to her slender body, emphasizing the assets in the front and the back, as it invited the eyes to look and tempted the hands to touch. As the elevator slowed, Valerie pulled away, tilting Bailey's chin so their eyes met. "Good boy. Stay horny for me," she said, giving him a quick kiss on the lips as the elevator doors opened to the 23rd floor. Since meeting her earlier in the week, she had kept him constantly stimulated and denied. His brain was reduced to a warm puddle of dizzying stimulation, and he constantly needed more. Lucky for him, Valerie was happy to provide it. He followed her, almost in a trance, to her apartment, his eyes widening when they stepped inside. The apartment was so high up in the exclusive building that it provided a breathtaking view of Bailey's hometown below. "Shit," he said, looking down on the city from floor-to-ceiling windows that ran the length of the dining room and living room. "It's gorgeous, isn't it?" Valerie asked, pressing her tits into Bailey's back as she rested her chin on his shoulder, peering down at the city with him. The sun was nearly set, the city bathed in its ever-shrinking orange glow. Bailey felt that warm, pleasant rush in the very core of his being as Valerie showered him with physical affection. It was nothing short of intoxicating. "The view isn't the only thing that's gorgeous here," came a deep male voice from somewhere in the kitchen. "I know. Isn't he just adorable, Daddy?" Valerie asked as she turned on her heel and walked into the doorway of the kitchen, where a tall older man with light brown hair and a stubbly face was standing. He was about a head taller than both Bailey and Valerie, and had a nice solid build. "He sure is," the man said, looking Bailey up and down with hungry eyes. Bailey felt his already well-stimulated hole throb for attention when the man looked over him. He couldn't help but blush and bite his lip. "Thanks," he managed to say, though he was painfully aware of the handsome man's gaze on him. "Come here," Valerie said, curling her finger towards Bailey from where she stood beside her daddy, her body pressed up against his side, both of her arms linked with his left arm. Bailey nervously walked over to the pair and smiled up at Valerie's daddy, who reached down and gently cupped Bailey's chin, smiling as he looked at the boy.
"My, my, you are just gorgeous," the man said.
The heat in Bailey's ears and cheeks could melt an ice cube. "Thanks." The word escaped Bailey's lips like a quiet hiss of steam.
"My name is Victor. It's very nice to meet you, sweetie."
The man smiled and released his gentle hold on Bailey's chin. Bailey missed the contact immediately.
"You too," said Bailey.
"Bailey's really slutty, Daddy. I think you'll love him," Valerie giggled.
"Well, you're pretty fucking hot. I'd love to get to know you a bit better, Bailey," said Victor.
"Sure," said Bailey.
"Good. I'll make some drinks."
With that, Victor headed into the kitchen, and Valerie gladly grabbed Bailey by the hand, leading him into the living room.
"This place is so big,"
Bailey marveled at the spacious high-rise apartment as they strolled through it and into the large, open, inviting space. There was a set of square white couches surrounding the fireplace with a suspended flue at the center of the room.
"Please, sweetie, make yourself at home. I want you to have a good time," Valerie said, as she plopped down on one of the couches.
Bailey followed suit as Victor entered the room with a metal ice bucket filled with drinks and set it on the wide border of the elevated fireplace before picking up a remote which he clicked. Like magic, the lights dimmed just as the flame rose from the rocks inside the large fireplace. Victor sat down on the couch between Bailey and Valerie as Valerie took a bottle opener and popped open a few drinks before passing them out. Victor had a beer, and Valerie passed a peach wine cooler over to Bailey before opening one for herself.
Alcohol?
Bailey asked, looking at the fruity drink.
"Don't be a pussy, Bailey," Valerie chided before taking a sip of her drink.
He had never tried booze before and wasn't sure if he wanted to, but Valerie kept her gaze on him as she drank about half her bottle in one swig. So reluctantly, Bailey took a sip, his eyes widening. It almost tastes like juice. Happy juice, Valerie corrected. Sure, it had a bit of an aftertaste, but it didn't taste nearly as yucky as Bailey thought it would. The more you drink, the better you will feel, Valerie said, taking a sip as she scooted in nice and close to Victor. Check out these cute pictures Bailey sent me, Valerie said, producing her phone, which had pictures of Bailey toying and opening up his glistening femmy ass with a toy. Bailey opened his mouth to protest, but didn't have the time as Victor was already flipping through the nude selfies of Bailey. That's a hot boy cunt, Victor grinned as Valerie reached down and rubbed the thick bulge in front of his pants. I told you he was special, Daddy, Valerie said, giving Victor's cock a firm squeeze. You really like showing off, Victor observed, and Bailey again felt the heat rising in his cheeks. Sometimes, he said sheepishly. Well, you have a nice little ass. Very fuckable. I bet you get lots of hard dick, Victor said bluntly as he scrolled through the photos. Just from boys at school, Bailey replied. Sounds hot. Tell me about it, he said, passing the phone back to Valerie after admiring the pictures of Bailey's yummy pink hole. Bailey took a rather big gulp from his cold drink, which felt nice flowing down his parched throat and made his stomach feel a bit weird. Valerie finished her drink before leaning forward to grab another one, which she wasted no time taking a big swig from. Don't be shy. Daddy's fucking kinky as hell. You won't shock him. He likes it when cute boys like you love to fuck. I fuck in the bathrooms after school a lot, he managed to say before chugging the rest of his wine cooler, just so he wouldn't have to focus on how embarrassing it was admitting that to a total stranger. No sooner had he done it, Valerie passed him another. And dressing rooms at the mall, Victor grinned. Yeah, Bailey said, quickly taking another drink. How did that start? One of the jocks at school kept grabbing my butt and making comments about how I looked like a girl. I didn't like it, but... He trailed off. But? Asked Valerie. Bailey's face turned bright pink. It made me really horny. I would go home and jerk off while thinking about his hands all over me. One day, he did it in the bathroom, and I reached back and grabbed his dick through his shorts. I wasn't even thinking, really. When I realized what I did, I thought he was going to fuck me up, but his dick was so hard and he moaned, so... He felt an incredible headache from telling the story that he hadn't told, well, anyone before, and he quickly downed half of his drink in one lengthy swallow. So I got on my knees and sucked his dick. After that, more guys would follow me around, touching my butt and stuff like that. I go to an all-boys school, so everyone is always horned up. Now I can take two dicks at a time on a good day. Fucking slut, Valerie giggled, clearing her second bottle of booze of the evening. Bailey's breath was caught in his chest as Victor reached out and gently touched his face. You are so fucking sexy, Bailey. You know just how to take care of a man's needs. Boys are really easy to seduce. All I have to do is bite my lip and look cute and have an express ticket to Pound Town. He snorted a giggle and took another sip of his wine cooler. Being so tiny and an alcohol virgin, he could already feel it working, making his body warm and his head pleasantly dizzy. That sounds like fun. I think I'll put on some music, Victor said. He stood up and headed back towards the kitchen. Bailey played the part of the doe-eyed schoolboy just perfectly, as his dreamy gaze followed the handsome man as he stood and left the room. Daddy has a big, thick dick, purred Valerie. I bet, Bailey said, his tummy feeling warm and hungry for whatever Victor was packing beneath his jeans. Grab a drink and come on, Valerie said, standing and motioning for him to join her. Bailey stood and found the floor wasn't where he left it, causing him to stand on rather shaky legs for a moment before steadying himself. He grabbed another wine cooler and followed Valerie into the next room. Oh, wow, Bailey gasped as they walked into Valerie's studio. She had a high-end gaming computer with a bunch of high-end accessories that Bailey could only dream about, especially her chair, which was about a grand all on its own. He looked around the room, seeing her expensive lighting and camera equipment, along with the shelves displaying her toys and other items she used in her shows. "It's so weird being here," he said, as he respectfully poked around the room, looking but not touching anything. He had busted countless nuts over the last couple months because of the things that happened in this very room, so finding himself there was a bit strange, to say the least. "Oh, you can play with my toys another time. What I wanted to show you is here," she said as she opened a drawer that had a black-painted wooden frame, but the entire center was glass. It led into Valerie's wardrobe closet. "Drop your pants," Valerie ordered, when Bailey joined her inside the spacious closet that was the size of a small bedroom. He quickly sipped his drink and then set it down, his heart pounding in his ears as he hooked his thumbs in the band of his pants and pulled them down to his ankles, along with his boxers in one fluid motion. He stood, his smooth, pale legs feeling kind of rubbery, his smooth cock stiff and cutely throbbing between his legs as he bit his lip. Valerie produced a small breath mint tin and opened it up, plucking a small blue thing from it Bailey had to assume was anything but a mint, since Valerie crushed it on the dresser and leaned over to promptly snort it up her nose. "Mmm, minty," Valerie said, inhaling sharply as a dreamy smile crept over her lips. "What was that?" Bailey asked, biting his lip. "You want some? It's really expensive, but it'll make you slutty real quick," Valerie said, opening up the breath mint tin, filled with blue pills, as she offered it to him. "No, I'm good," Bailey said rather nervously. He wasn't too keen on the alcohol, but at least the worst thing he could do with that is puke it if he had too much. "No biggie," Valerie said, snapping the tin shut before she reached down and grabbed the bottom hem of her little blue dress and pulled it up over her head, tossing it to the floor as she stood there nude with Bailey. She licked her lips and moved over to him and reached down, gripping her cock, which she slapped playfully against Bailey's to show him just how much thicker and longer she was than him. She grinned and gripped both of their warm cocks, squeezing them together as she gently moved her hand back and forth. "Fuck, you're so warm. Your hole is gonna feel so good," Valerie said, before pressing her mouth against Bailey's as they shared a buzz sloppy kiss. Valerie was already moaning, her cock feeling incredibly warm as she stroked it against his. After a moment, she broke the kiss and smiled at Bailey as she loosely draped her arms over his shoulders. "We're gonna play dress-up for Daddy," Valerie said. "Dress-up?" Bailey asked, his eyes half closed as Valerie squirmed around, their cocks gently brushing up against one another. "Mm-hmm," Valerie said, her fingers gently curling in Bailey's sandy blonde hair as she spoke softly. "You're a cute femmy boy, so I'm gonna dress you up like a girly slut, so Daddy can do whatever the fuck he wants with you." Bailey swallowed but nodded his head eagerly. "Good. Now look down there for a slutty pair of shoes," she said, pointing to the rack of shoes at the bottom of the closet. "'Kay," Bailey said, turning as he knelt to look through the shoes. He had no idea what exactly he was supposed to be looking for. As he did that, Valerie flipped the top of the tin open and pulled one of the little blue pills out, gripping it between her thumb and index finger before she dropped it into Bailey's unattended wine cooler. It fell to the bottom of the bottle and began to fizz violently in the peach-flavored alcohol. A few short minutes later, Bailey found himself standing in front of a curved three-panel mirror, gazing in awe at how effective the lingerie picked out by Valerie was. He was wearing an expensive set of white thigh-high stockings that had little pink ribbons on them near the clasps that were attached to matching white garters with the same pink ribbons and a white lacy trim. His feet were adorned with a pair of black and pink sneakers that contrasted quite nicely with the white lingerie. Apart from that, he was nude. Valerie had applied the slightest touch of blue eyeshadow to his eyelids and a quick swipe of pink lip gloss over his lips. It was simple, but Valerie's skill with the makeup and choice of clothing was such that Bailey felt like he was staring at a different person in the mirror. He wasn't unaware of how femmy he was. In fact, he used it to get as much dick as he could, but with these subtle touches, he looked like a flat-out girl. It confused him and excited him all at the same time. As Bailey marveled at the smooth curve of his supple ass in the mirrors, Valerie came up behind him with the last pieces of the outfit. She reached around him and gently buckled a studded collar made of hot pink leather around his neck before motioning for him to turn around. Ever since she had snorted the blue pill, Valerie wore a dreamy, dopey expression, and her beautiful pale cock remained rock hard as the pair got dressed. She reached down and buckled a black leather shackle with pink, incredibly soft fur to Bailey's right wrist, and then another to the left. It was missing the connecting chain, so they were, at least for now, ornamental. "You're so fucking hot," Valerie hissed, as she slapped her stiff cock against Bailey's thigh. She leaned in, planting a quick, hungry kiss on his pink, glossy lips, before she pulled back so slightly. Her outfit mirrored his, but it was her signature black and blue, rather than Bailey's white and pink. "Thanks." Bailey felt his cheeks flushing with heat. There was something so nice about the way she showered him with compliments. He just loved it and craved more. "I told you that you were special, and I meant it." "Now it's time to prove it," she said, playfully pinching his left nipple enough to make him yelp. "But first," she picked up her wine cooler before handing him the spiked one. "Bottoms up." They clanged the bottles together, and Valerie tipped hers quickly, swallowing what was left in two big gulps. Bailey struggled but managed to chug the entire small bottle as well before setting it down as he giggled. Bailey felt more than a little tipsy as Valerie linked her arm in his and led them back out to the living room, where Victor waited on the couch. The lights were dimmed, complementing the glow from the centerpiece fireplace, creating a warm atmosphere in the open space. She led him over to the couch and stood in front of Victor, as if presenting Bailey for his approval. He felt his cheeks flush, his head swimming dizzily as he bit his lip and endured Victor's gaze as it moved up and down over his mostly naked form. His little cock was stiff, painfully so, glistening with pre-cum at the tip. The rush of dressing it up and being ogled by the attractive man was more than enough to make his warm little hole throb and quiver for attention. "Nice transformation. Now you look like a professional cocksucker, Bailey." Victor purred his approval, which made Bailey's heart skip a beat. "Only one way to find out," Valerie said before suddenly pushing Bailey forward. He stumbled forward in his tipsy state and giggled as Victor caught him, the man's arms feeling hard and powerful as he wrapped them around Bailey, their mouths meeting in an intense kiss as he pulled Bailey down onto the couch. "Oh my God." Bailey gasped as he reached down and felt the thick, hard bulge in the front of Victor's pants. "This isn't some high school kid's cock. You're in the big leagues now," Victor said, as he laced his fingers into Bailey's hair, gripping the back of Bailey's hair as firmly as he kissed the boy, sliding his tongue into Bailey's mouth. Victor was just so firm. Not rough exactly, but forceful. He knew what he wanted, and he took it. And that made Bailey's excited little cock twitch with joy. It was totally different than fucking the boys at school, who needed someone to hand-walk them through an encounter, even with someone as submissive as Bailey. Bailey's hands pawed at the front of Victor's pants. The man's cock was so thick and hard that Bailey could easily feel the steady pulsing of Victor's heartbeat through the rock-hard member, even though it was still contained in his pants. After a couple of moments, Victor broke the kiss, pushing Bailey back onto his knees on the couch as he stood and removed his shirt. His chest was mostly smooth and hard, and Bailey's eyes lustfully followed the contours of his muscles down to where Victor was unbuckling his belt. The warm fog that filled Bailey's brain and made his body feel like warm, rubbery mess was gradually becoming more intense. He chalked it up to the alcohol, which made him feel increasingly slutty by the moment, though he was completely unaware of the morphine that Valerie had slipped into his drink. Bailey's mouth watered as he watched Victor unzip his pants and let them slide down his firm, muscular legs, giving Bailey an unobstructed view of Victor's very fat, meaty cock and huge, hairless balls. Bailey groaned, feeling the sharp twitch of his hungry hole as Victor resumed his seat on the couch. Without prompting, Bailey settled on his knees on the couch and bent forward, lowering his head onto Victor's lap, where his wet, hungry little mouth quickly found the man's big, fat cock. "Fuck," Bailey gasped excitedly as he licked at the throbbing shaft, his head swimming with an almost delirious excitement as he shoved the thick head of Victor's cock into his mouth and started sucking. He bobbed his head quickly up and down, sloppily slobbering over Victor's hard dick as he moaned almost nonstop. "Good boy," Victor said, resting his hand on the back of Bailey's head as he pushed him even lower, forcing Bailey to gag slightly on the thick dick as he attempted to take it deeper. As Bailey focused on shoving as much of his host's cock as possible into his mouth, Valerie climbed up on the couch behind him, her hands caressing Bailey's pale ass before she spread him wide open and lowered her face, shoving her tongue as deep as possible into Bailey's already twitching hole. "Ah!" Bailey's body trembled as if he'd just been hit with a jolt of electricity, causing him to pull Victor's cock from his mouth as he moaned loudly. "You're not finished," Victor said, pushing Bailey's head back down, pushing his cock into the femmy fuck slut's mouth despite the moaning and squirming. Bailey closed his eyes to concentrate, but that just seemed to amplify the sensation of having his ass eaten by Valerie, who was rimming him with the same enthusiasm that he was eating Victor's cock. He felt confused but dizzy. He tried to focus on the cock. Lucky Victor took charge and gripping Bailey's head and forcefully pushing him down, controlling how fast and deep his cock went in the boy's mouth. It was difficult to adjust, but Bailey somehow managed, gagging and slurping on the big yummy dick as a constant stream of warm, sticky drool trailed down the shaft. Bailey feebly managed to use the soft little fingers to caress Victor's tight balls, causing the man to moan his approval. The moan just encouraged Bailey, who half-closed his eyes, going into sort of a trance as Victor used his mouth, thrusting back and forth so quickly that all Bailey could do was try not to choke. Valerie slipped two fingers right up Bailey's warm and well-lubed hole, spreading her digits wide as she stretched his sensitive hot pink insides and grinned. Look at how easy it is to open up this whore, Daddy. Your dick is gonna slide right in," she said, before withdrawing her fingers and promptly spitting into Bailey's hole, which immediately winked open and closed as it absorbed Valerie's saliva. "Are you ready to get fucked like a good boy?" Victor asked, pulling Bailey's head up to give him a chance to finally catch his breath. Bailey gasped for air, drool trickling down his chin as he enthusiastically nodded. "I need you in my ass, Daddy," he said with a gasp. "Come and get it, then," Victor said, releasing his grip on Bailey's head. The boy managed to stand, though his legs felt like warm, wet noodles as he tried to balance himself. He moved to straddle Victor, but the man stopped him. "Turn around. I want to watch your hole take my cock," Victor said. "Anything for you," Bailey said as he turned around and stuck out his pale little ass, which was framed perfectly by the white and pink lingerie. He let out a squeak that was both pain and pleasure as Victor landed a quick and sudden slap right on Bailey's pale backside. After a moment, Bailey managed to straddle Victor in a reverse cowgirl position, his back to the man as Victor gripped the base of his cock and pressed the fat, throbbing head against Bailey's glistening hole. With a loud, long moan, Bailey pushed back, his murky eyes widening as he felt Victor's cock slide deep inside him, the thick cock stretching every bit of Bailey's tight flesh as it passed. After adjusting for a moment, Bailey began to bounce slowly at first, shook his ass slightly from side to side, moaning like a bitch in heat as the intoxicatingly thick dick speared him nice and deep. The drink and drugs made it hard for him to focus, so he eventually reached back, gripping his ankles as he straightened his back and began to bounce quickly up and down. Victor moaned loudly, his cock swelling as he watched Bailey's pristine pink hole stretch around his cock before moving down to swallow the huge dick over and over again. He laid back and enjoyed himself, groaning and grunting at the slutty 18-year-old who rode his fat dick. Valerie moved down to her knees in front of Bailey. The femmy twink smiling as they made eye contact, she slowly lowered her head. She moved her head down low, ignoring Bailey's cock entirely, as her mouth latched onto Victor's tight balls. Her warm, pink tongue darted out of her blue-painted lips as she licked and lapped the burning hot flesh. As she lapped and sucked at Victor's hot, heavy balls, Valerie reached down and began quickly stroking her cock. Her eyes rolling shut as she stroked herself, using her mouth to make her daddy feel as good as possible.
"You like that, bitch?" Victor asked, slapping Bailey's ass again.
Yes.
Bailey cooed, the sudden slap making him move his tight young ass faster. Dick was easily the biggest he'd ever taken, and the feeling of being stretched out so thoroughly was intoxicating, to say the least.
"If it feels good, you should thank me," Victor said, rewarding Bailey's soft teen ass with another slap.
"Thank you, Daddy,"
Bailey cried, working his hips as if his very life depended on it. He was in sensory overload. If he closed his eyes, the sensation was too much to bear. But if he looked down, the sight of Valerie with her ass in the air, stroking herself as she worshipped Victor's tight balls, made Bailey desperately want to touch his own cock.
"I love your dick, Daddy. It's so fat and hard, it's better than the loser dicks I get fucked with at school. Please fuck me. Use me and fuck me as hard as you want," Bailey pleaded.
The words came out of his mouth without a filter, so he was especially surprised when Victor granted his wish, grabbed him by the hips, and began roughly thrusting his hard cock up into Bailey's ass. Bailey let out a cry of pleasure that reverberated in the open apartment as he tightened his grip on his ankles. He did his best to steady himself as Victor used his hold on Bailey's hips to buck his hips roughly upwards, practically jackhammering his cock into Bailey's tight teen hole.
"Fuck!"
Bailey squealed. Valerie sucked and slurped loudly on her daddy's fat, heavy balls as she continued to quickly pump her cock. She did her best to make her head float around, making sure his balls didn't leave her hungry mouth, even as he roughly pounded into Bailey's winking boy cunt.
"This boy pussy is top shelf," Victor grunted through clenched teeth,
delighting in how effortlessly Bailey took the brutal pounding, even if it was going to leave the boy incredibly sore the next morning. Despite that, Bailey obediently took the pounding, moaning non-stop as his stiff small cock spurted out thick load which arced out and splashed across Valerie's vibrant blue hair. Bailey's head spun, despite the intense orgasm that set every nerve in his body on fire with pleasure. Pleasure so intense that he wanted to black out. His hole was still being hammered, just as hard as before. The sensation made him dizzy, threatening to cause him to black out from the sheer intensity of the rough fucking, but he still managed to keep his eyes open.
"He came with his worthless little clitty. How adorable," Victor groaned,
his own cock swelling with excitement as he felt his orgasm mounting. He laid back and enjoyed the mouth on his balls and the warm, sticky hole wrapped around his fat daddy dick as he moaned loudly.
"Going to breed this hot boy pussy. Take it. Take that fucking nut,"
Victor grunted as he thrust into Bailey. Bailey shifted dizzily, moving his hands towards Victor's knees as he bent slightly forward, roughly pushed his tight teen ass down hard on Victor's cock, even as the man thrust it up into him.
"Come, please come inside me, wreck my fucking boy cunt and make it yours. I'm your stupid bitch, just fucking use me,"
Bailey cried out in a trance. With a final thrust, Victor buried his cock deep inside Bailey's hole as he violently unloaded inside of him. Bailey squeaked as he felt the single biggest load of cum he'd ever received flood his well-fucked hole. The cock spurted again and again, coating Bailey's delicate pink walls with the thick, creamy sperm as Victor trembled beneath him. Valerie continued to gently suck at Victor's balls, only taking her mouth away once the contractions had finished. His balls were still incredibly tight, the shaft of his cock throbbing almost violently as it was squeezed by Bailey's tight hole. Satisfied, Victor gripped Bailey's hips and unceremoniously rolled him off his lap, tossing him on the couch where Bailey laid on his side, panting hard for breath. His hot little pink hole stayed gaped, only partially closing at first as a torrent of hot, sticky cum leaked out of his winking hole and down his pale, slap-marked covered cheeks. Fuck, Bailey whined, his entire world a hot, dizzying blur. You brought a good one this time, Val. Blow your load, Victor said, breathing out hard from the intensity of his orgasm. Valerie quickly stood, her cock still in hand as she climbed on the couch over Bailey, and suddenly shoved her stiff cock up Bailey's well-fucked, cream-filled hole. Valerie moaned as she roughly pumped her hips. Even though her cock was pretty decent, Victor's was incredibly hefty, so he was more than able to take Val with no effort after the railing he had received. Valerie pumped her hips, driving her cock back and forth inside of Bailey's sloppy hole, but she only lasted a good 20 seconds or so before she shuddered. Her hot load flooded Bailey's asshole, and she sucked in several deep breaths, her hips quivering before she rolled off him and laid back on the couch. "He did such a good job, my special boy. You made Daddy very happy," Valerie said weakly, nuzzling his sweaty, well-fucked form.
That's right, Victor said.
He reached down and picked up his shirt, using it to clean the thick sheen of cum from his dick. "I think you're going to make me a lot of money." By then, Bailey's head was so foggy that he'd even forgot where he was at, that he was able to discern the voices before he finally blacked out in a blissful, drug-induced sleep.